Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Colossians chapter 1, we were talking about being pleasing unto God, whether we have favor with man or not. However, we do not want to be obnoxious to the unsaved people around us. Let's continue with that thought today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Blum.
Let me read Colossians 1:10 for you. He says, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Now he uses the word pleasing. And that word pleasing is defined as excessive or an all-out desire to please God. That is pleasing to God, not necessarily being pleasing to man. Now, it's good to hope to be popular, or should I say to have favor with your fellow man, but only that you might communicate the word of God to them. It is not a high mark of spirituality to be obnoxious to the world. But don't sacrifice God's smile and compromise his word in order to get the world's smile. In Matthew chapter 5, verses 2 to 12, we read this. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all matter of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Now he is praying that they will have a super knowledge of God's will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding in order that they might walk worthy of the Lord in all, or that is, complete, pleasing to him. Now, when is the last time we prayed that for one another, or even for ourselves? Have I examined my life to see if I'm walking unto all pleasing? You see, we may all be more carnal and less mature than we think as individuals and as a church. And when you get to that point, then the next point can happen. Being fruitful in every good work. Now, being fruitful means continually bearing fruit. Fruit includes the fruit of the Spirit. And the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such, there is no law. And that must be evident in any good work that we do. Now, a crabby person doing a good work does not display the fruit of the Spirit. Now, if we're going to have crowns, then we need to be fruitful in those things that obtain crowns. For example, there's a crown for the soul winner, the crown of rejoicing. There's a crown of glory. There's the crown of righteousness, and those speak of edifying Christians and enduring and being separate from the world, the incorruptible crown, and on we could go. Let me put it this way. Just be a perennial fruit bearer, increasing in the knowledge of God, as verse 10 tells us to do. In Philippians chapter 3, verse 10, we find that this was Paul's desire to increase in the knowledge of God. Paul says this, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. Now, don't you find that profound? Here's the Apostle Paul. He has spent a night and a day in the deep. He has received 39 stripes 3 different times. 5 times he was beaten with rods. He's been in perils among his own countrymen, among robbers, among thieves. He has suffered hunger and nakedness and cold, sickness. And on you can go of all the things that it says in the Holy Writ that he suffered. And how he preached the Word of God and was even stoned and left for dead. How many times they tried to kill this man for preaching the gospel. And so, having gone through all of this in his lifetime, and even this verse that he's written here in Philippians 3:10 is written from a prison. And how profound that he says that I may know him. Now, wouldn't you think that, boy, Paul has a great knowledge of God to be able to endure those things, to suffer those things. He must really know God. And Paul did. But Paul wanted to grow even more. You never arrive in this life, my friend. There's always room for growth. And if the Apostle Paul, whom God used to write many of the books of the New Testament, if he needed to know God all the more and to grow spiritually, then who am I to think I have arrived? Now, my friend, Paul wanted to know him. Paul lived a good life. And Paul grew in the knowledge of the Scripture. Right conduct is never the result of wrong knowledge. All pleasing conduct of our lives must be built upon the knowledge of Christ, who is the living Word, and that knowledge is gained through the Bible, the written Word. The written Word, the living Word, do not contradict one another. Stephen was stoned to death in Acts chapter 7. He died praying, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. I would say he had an increase in the knowledge of the fellowship of his sufferings. Christ on the cross loved and prayed for his persecutors. And Stephen understood what it was to be attacked verbally and physically and still love the attacker. That's a person that had grown in the knowledge, wisdom, and love of God. You see, we lack the spiritual maturity because we lack the experiential knowledge of God. Now look at verse 11 as Paul continues his prayer. He says, strengthen with all might according to his glorious power unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. He says, strengthen with all might. The word strengthen comes from the Greek word dunamis. We get our English word dynamite from that Greek word. And it's defined as power, inherent power. And the idea here is of capability. Now, we know somewhat of the capabilities of dynamite. And so he says, strengthen with all might. And the word might is dunamu in the Greek, which means to be strengthened. To grow strong. And yet, the word is what they call in the language of the Greek a passive word. Why? Because it is the knowledge of God and His Word that strengthens. If you're passive, that means that we submit to the power and to the Word of God, and therefore, it's not our will being done, it's His will being done. My friend, you let Him work in you, and you let Him work through you. And by the way, if you want to be used of God, that's the process. You take God's Word, and you read it prayerfully, meditate on it, realizing God must work in you before He can work through you. It's like taking medicine. You just merely need to take it and swallow it. Sleep and rest. Let the medicine do the work. You must take the Word of God and meditate on it and let Him work within and do what is necessary to present you a fit vessel for the service of the Lord. It's in this phrase also here is in the present tense, which means that God continually and progressively fills us with dynamic power as we continue to meditate in His Word and serve Him. It's passive because it's according to His glorious power, that His manifested power. It's up to the limit, not of our power, but up to the limit of God's power. My question is this. How limited is the power of God? He created the heavens and the earth in 6 days. He made everything that we can see with our eye that is in nature, that's in the skies above and the ground beneath. He created the heavens and the earth. And so I ask you, how limited is God's power? He knows every thought that you've ever had. He knows every word before you even speak it. He knows everything about you. How limited is God's power? My friend, I don't want to operate in my power. I want to operate in the power of God. How about you? Let's pray for one another that we'd allow the power of God to work in us and through us. Now, since I have His knowledge, Paul says, I know. And since I have His power, I ought to, and I can. Therefore, as Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Now, a second thing he says here in this verse 11 of Colossians chapter 1, unto all patience and long-suffering. Now, that sounds like the same words or the same meaning when we say patience and long-suffering. But there is a difference between the two words, and the Greek bears it out. The word patience is shown under hardship, trials, and difficulties. In 2 Corinthians 12:9-10, and he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities and reproaches and necessities and persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. You see, it's passive on our part, strength on His part. And that's patience. Long-suffering is patience exhibited under ill treatment by people or a person, an individual. Again, patience was shown under hardships and trials and difficulties, but long sufferings is patience under ill treatment by people and persons. And in short, this means Christian stickability, the power to keep on keeping on. We must be strengthened with all might to have patience and long suffering. The allurements of the world, the weakness of our resolve, the frequency of our failures, all the temptations to compromise and retaliate are all overcome as we submit ourselves to His power through the Word of God by His Holy Spirit in us. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on His firm foundation.